This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is one of 17 states offering driver's licenses to people who are undocumented, the number taking advantage of the opportunity fell during the pandemic, but it has rebounded. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
In the 12 months ending June 30th, the Colorado DMV issued just over 18,000 licenses to undocumented people. That's a return to normal after the number dropped to just above 12,000 during the first year of the pandemic. A possible reason?
Expanding immigrant licensing services to 19 of 35 state driver license offices.
That's Derek Kuhn, spokesperson for the DMV. People using this program can only get their licenses at specified DMV locations. 8 additional offices were opened in April for applications from undocumented residents. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Today marks Colorado's 146th birthday. One person who has been essential in preserving the state's history is Colorado's first Latina state historian, Nikki Gonzalez. Gonzalez says she wants to make sense of the people and places around her.
I see it as, especially with Colorado history, as this big puzzle, and we only have a few of the pieces. And so I see my job to be finding and giving voice to some of those other pieces, and that has been probably the biggest thrill of this past year.
Gonzalez says she focused on including more diverse voices in history. Her one-year term as state historian ends today. On this Colorado Day, admission is free at all state parks, but visitors still have to pay for special vehicle permits, camping reservations, and equipment rentals. The state is waiving fishing limits at two reservoirs, which are expected to soon run dry. People can catch as many fish as they want at Jumbo Reservoir in far northeast Colorado and at Queen Reservoir near Lamar. Drought and the demand for irrigation are drying up the reservoirs. Much of the state has the chance for rain this afternoon, maybe not enough to mean much for those drying out parts of Colorado. Around Denver, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s today and about the same tomorrow. This is CPR News.